So the Arizona Wildcats men's golf team has taken home the Arizona Intercollegiate title for the third consecutive season. And here with us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line is U of A golf head coach Jim Anderson. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Justin, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Coach. So tell us, another Arizona Intercollegiate in the books. You guys are the champs, and you did it in very dominant fashion, by the way. 21 under par as a group. Baylor finished second, and they were 12 under par. How were you guys able to do it over the last 3 days?
Well, you know, we felt like playing at home obviously sets up for our team as a huge advantage, and we've got an experienced squad, too, having, as you mentioned, won it the previous 2 years. So, you know, one of the great things about setting up your home course is you know what to expect. And with the experience that we have, not only traveling and three great seniors and a junior in our lineup, we felt like we knew exactly what we needed to do to put ourselves in a position to win the tournament again. So we were able to do it, and it was not all, winning's never easy.
Yeah.
But we did play well, and I'm really proud of the group.
Now, you know, you have Baylor, Washington, New Mexico, Iowa State, Mississippi State, along with others. You know, some very notable programs in that mix. What does it say about the group of guys that you put out and how they were able to go toe-to-toe with these schools?
Yeah, I mean, in golf, we, you know, those schools you mentioned, we're ranked 11th, I think, right now, and we're proud of that. And our team's goal is to have one of the ones erased around our ranking so that we're, you know, in that spot at the end of the year. And, you know, the good thing about golf is you don't play defense. You know, you can't really consume yourself with what's going on around you. So we bring in great teams. It's their job to prepare and plan for the course. We only focus on what we can control. And I was very proud of our group today because we played very well and we shot 21 under, but I can say to a man through all three rounds, I don't think any one player felt like they got everything they could have out of their round. So as a coach, the best thing from my perspective, talking to our group is, listen, guys, the next time we do make mistakes, let's remember that we were able to win because of the composure and because of the maturity that we showed. And it's great when it works, and couldn't be more excited about where we're at now and getting to move along into our spring schedule with carrying a great national rank and confidence from winning at home. We're in a very, very good spot right now.
Arizona men's golf head coach Jim Anderson joining us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line. Jim, let's look at, you know, some of the guys that you put out today. More notably, Trevor Werbelow, a Tucson native. He finished tied for first on the individual leaderboard. He finished three rounds with 203, but in the first round, he shot a 65. In the third round, he shot a 67. Talk about the kind of tournament that he had this week.
Yeah, Trevor's been, you know, and everyone here in Tucson and listeners in the state knows Trevor's name, and he's just an incredible player, great person too. And I think one of the attributes that he has, maybe better than anyone I've ever coached, is just the composure piece. He played great to open the tournament, hit you know, a bunch of good shots, obviously, but had got to the 11th hole, which was roughly, we played 36 holes yesterday, and it was roughly his 30th hole of the day, probably 26th hole, 27th hole rather. But nonetheless, he ends up hitting a shot that got a little squirrely, ends up taking it unplayable, makes a triple bogey. But what does he do? He birdies two of the next four holes. So that's just a leader, and that's somebody who's very confident in their ability. And, you know, golf is all about how you react, or a lot of times how you don't react to adversity. And Trevor, that's probably the best thing that he has about his game. But, you know, he still hits 330-yard drives and, you know, is one of the best putters that I've ever seen. So, you know, Trevor's got a ton of upside, and he's continuing to show a lot of other people. We've known it for a long time, but he's showing a lot of other people that he's going to be one of the greats all time in Arizona, and probably one of those guys who's going to be playing golf on Sundays on TV someday.
And, Coach, I mean, you've coached some other very impressive Wildcats in the past. The one guy I can think of off the top of my head, George Cunningham, who's playing for PGA Tour Canada right now. You put Trevor Werbelow in that same class with the George Cunninghams of the world?
Yeah, and George, you know, George actually, he advanced on through the PGA Tour Canada up to the Korn Ferry, so he's just one step away from the PGA Tour, if he plays well this season. Yeah, and you know what's funny, that's a great question, Justin, because Trevor was a freshman, and you know, coming up, growing up here in Tucson, and he played some great tournaments as a junior, but most of his competitive golf was kind of within the state, barely getting outside of the region. And so he came in at relatively unknown amongst junior golf circuits, rather, you know, and we were very lucky and happy to recruit Trevor and add him to our team. And he spent his freshman year playing every tournament with George Cunningham, the George Cunningham, you know, and in his senior year, in his form, and George is as good a guy as you're going to find on the golf course. And they have different games, but I'll tell you what, they're both just, they know how to score, and they are so calm. And I don't know, nobody knows, you can't jump inside their minds, but they never project any worry when they're playing golf, you know, and I think it's because it's something that they love so much, and that's where the similarities are between Trevor and George. They're just stone cold out there, and I love it, because as a coach, you just know that they're going to do the right things to the best of their ability with the next shot, and that's all you can ask for.
And do you think that rubs off on the other guys? Because, you know, earlier this year, you know, I look at the William H. Tucker Intercollegiate. In September, when you guys played out there in Albuquerque, you were in first after day one, and then you fell to third. You know, this week you were first, and then, you know, to wrap up things, you finished first. You think that rubbed off on a lot of the guys and your guys' ability to finish out this tournament?
Yeah. I mean, we're motivated. We, you know, we find Chip a reason to have a chip on our shoulder. We're always talking about elbowing to take space that we think is ours, you know, and I don't think that's a bad thing. As a coach, you want to try to find reasons for guys to have, you know, motivations and aspirations and all of those things. So, you know, the reality is we played really well in the Tucker, and it was so long ago that it's kind of, you know, not something that we reflect on, so to speak, but we lost by two shots out of, you know, 200, you know, 600, 700 shots, whatever it is, 800 actually over 3 days. And that's such a small margin, and it all comes down to making, you know, the best decision with the one shot in front of you oftentimes. And Trevor Werblow, for example, makes a triple bogey, as I mentioned earlier. If he doesn't have the composure that we're talking about, and that triple bogey yields another bogey before he resets, recalibrates, does all the things necessary, then that's the difference in 1, 2, 3, 4 shots for one guy. And if you have four guys making the same mistakes, or conversely doing things the way we want them to do, then that's why you're in a tournament with 9 holes to go, you know. So we've learned so much, and you know, our seniors, like I mentioned, Trevor's a junior, but the other three guys, David Laskin, Brad Reeves, and Briggs Deuce, all have grown up together in our program, and I think part of the reason we're in such a great place, we mentioned George, it's you know, a great time to look at it. I think we're in a place where our team is learning from the older guys, and that's a lot of the reason we're putting ourselves in this position to win week after week after week. This is 5 tournaments, all top 3 or better, including a win now. So that's why we're going to be ranked in the top 10.
Arizona men's golf head coach Jim Anderson joining us on ESPN Tucson. The Arizona Wildcats taking home the Arizona Intercollegiate for the 3rd consecutive season. Up next in February, they go out to the John Burns Intercollegiate out there in Hawaii. Coach, spending February in Hawaii, it doesn't get much better.
No, I know. It's definitely a rough deal having to take college kids over to Hawaii. They aren't that excited. Of course, I'm being a little facetious, Justin, but the truth is, and speaking to history, the John Burns, the tournament we're playing is one of the oldest in college golf, and there's going to be 18 opponents or head-to-heads that we're going to have, and some other great teams. And speaking to that history, the Arizona Collegiate, which we just wrapped up this year, marked the 40th, and we were looking back because obviously it's been an exciting day, and Arizona's now won it 9 times, rather, but this is the first time any school has won it 3 times in a row. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty special thing for our class and our seniors. We're excited for that opportunity to go to Hawaii and try to make it 2 in a row. You know, that's something that we haven't done yet, is win on the road with this group. And, you know, when we start doing that, we'll know we'll have a special team.
Coach, best of luck to you and the Arizona Wildcats moving forward. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, Justin, thanks for having us, and we'll try to keep playing great golf, and you can have us on any time because some of the guys on too. So thanks so much, and bear down.
Absolutely, Coach.